This is Mondo Jazz on Radio Free Brooklyn. Something else from somewhere else.
A few weeks ago, just before Oscar night, we dedicated a whole show to jazz compositions inspired by movie stars. Now we will turn to two Oscar-nominated soundtracks which are deeply rooted in jazz, those written by Laura Karpman for the movie American Fiction and the one by Bramford Marsalis for the movie Rustin, the biopic directed by George C. Wolfe and produced by the Obamas, about civil rights activist Bayard Rustin, interpreted by Coleman Domingo. From the American Fiction soundtrack, we just heard Bookstore, the track that accompanies the scene in which the main character of the movie, a black novelist and professor, goes to a bookstore and is very frustrated to find out that his books are displayed in the section dedicated to African-American studies when they are instead novels. So he causes a scene by forcibly moving them to a different section of the store. This track probably contains all the elements of the entire soundtrack. Nuanced elegance, a lot of variety, the narrative qualities of the best soundtracks, and a multitude of influences, among which jazz is the primary one. Probably because, I forgot to mention, the main character, the professor novelist interpreted by Jeffrey Wright, is named Thelonious Monk Ellison, or just Monk for family and friends. Let's play now the theme of the soundtrack, Family Is, Monk Is, which the composer Laura Karpman wrote slightly out of sync as a metaphor of the out-of-sync nature of the family portrayed in the movie. The two pianos played by Karpman and Patrice Rushen, or a piano and the flute of Helena Pinderhughes, never play the theme together. Thank you. That was Laura Cartman's theme for the American Fiction soundtrack. We are focusing this section of today's edition of Mondo Jazz on jazz-infused soundtracks that received nominations for Best Original Score in a Feature Film at the latest Academy Awards, because jazz does a great job at propelling a movie story forward. The soundtrack for American Fiction is one of those that really gets deep into you while you're watching the movie, but then also stays with you well after the movie is over. That is true despite the fact that Laura Cartman wrote the score with a view to weaving it through the dialogues of the movie. In fact, she chose the instrumentation and the themes, keeping the voices and the delivery of the actors in mind, creating a sort of call and response between the lines recited by the actors and those played by the musicians. And she even left some space for her band to improvise, something which is quite rare for a soundtrack, which normally requires tightly timed music beats to fit the final cut of the movie. Look it up and listen to it in its entirety, and you will realize that it's music that has a life of its own, even without the images it was meant to accompany. A good example of that are the next tracks: the evocative My Pathology, the poignant Stag R. Lee featuring Laura Cartman on piano, and the gorgeous track featuring a piano solo by Patrice Rachin entitled Monk Is. Thank you. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, and you're listening to the final part of today's edition of Mondo Jazz, as we are focusing our attention on gorgeous jazz-oriented soundtracks, which were recently nominated for an Academy Award. At the moment, we are focusing on the soundtrack composed for the movie American Fiction by a well-established soundtrack composer like Laura Cartman, who during her studies at Juilliard studied and performed jazz around town. The three tracks we just listened to were My Pathology, Stack R. Lee featuring Laura Cartman on piano, and a piano solo tune by Patrice Rushen entitled Monk Is. They should give you a sense of how Cartman's score is reflective of the sophistication and nuance, which are the key ingredients of a movie that explores the theme of race in the United States. A movie that is the directorial debut for Cord Jefferson, based on the 2001 novel Erasure by Percival Everett, and a soundtrack in which drama and levity are as well balanced as in the movie itself. Let's now feature the closing composition of the soundtrack, which in a way summarizes all of the above, as well as the angularity and mild feeling of being both out of whack and beautifully rooted that comes when thinking of Thelonious Monk, given that the main character of the novel and the movie, Thelonious Allison, is actually nicknamed Monk. The tune is entitled Fever Dream. After that, we switch to the soundtrack of the Netflix movie Rustin, which was composed by Branford Marsalis, a musician who's already scored gorgeous soundtracks for movies before. First for Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues, and then more recently for another Netflix movie, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. From the Rustin soundtrack, we're going to listen to the uplifting soulful tune Fingertips Redux, which is a reworking of a composition that Stevie Wonder recorded when he was just 12. But first, Laura Cartman's Fever Dream. Thank you. In this set, we transitioned our focus from the soundtrack that Laura Cartman wrote for the movie American Fiction, from which we heard the tune entitled Fever Dream at the top of the set, to the soundtrack that Branford Marsalis has composed for the biopic Rustin, from which we then heard Fingertips Redux. Let's check out a few more tracks from this beautiful score that Marsalis wrote at the request of director George C. Wolfe, a jazz enthusiast who wanted jazz to be at the center of the action for this film. But he didn't want the fake jazz that may sound when it is played by a studio band. He wanted the real jazz that needs experienced players like Branford Marsalis not to sound like a polite soundtrack. Marsalis composed a lot of music that evokes the jazz world of the late 50s and early 60s, since the movie is about the lead-up to the historic March on Washington of 1963. Plus, Marsalis is equally well-versed in classical music, but also in early music, and one of the tunes on the soundtrack that Marsalis wrote, and for which his longtime friend and musical partner Sting wrote lyrics, evokes early music. And that's because, as it turns out, Bayard Rustin, in the middle of his demanding job, found also the time to cultivate his love for music and even recorded an album entitled Elizabethan Songs and Negro Spirituals, where he sang and played the lute. If that titillates you, you may find a rare copy on Discogs for about $30. Let's hear a few more of the jazzier tracks from this excellent soundtrack, starting with Who Said You're Not Our Man, followed by the gospely Didn't It Rain, then Chief Wells Redux, and finally the Rustin Shuffle.
No more, no, I cry, no, you're full of sin. God, God. Will you listen? How it's fading. Will you listen? How it's fading. Just listen. How it's fading. All day, all night, all day. Just listen. How it's fading. Won't you listen? How it's fading. Just listen. How it's fading. Some moaning, some groaning, some groaning, some moaning. Well, a whole. Listen, how it's raining. Or won't you listen, how it's raining. Some praying, some crying, some running, some moaning. Or will you listen, how it's raining. Or just listen, how it's raining. Or just listen, how it's raining. Didn't it rain, children, talking about rain, oh my Lord.
These were four beautiful moments from the soundtrack that Branford Marsalis recorded for the soundtrack of the movie Rustin. They were entitled Who Said You're Not Our Man, followed by Didn't It Rain, then Chief Wells Redux, and the Rustin Shuffle. Before wrapping up this edition of Mondo Jazz, let's take a moment for our traditional reminders and announcements. Like every week, Mondo Jazz is followed by Bushwick Garage, Radio Free Brooklyn's psychedelic rock weekly show by Rob Pritchard, if you're listening on Wednesday evening, or by Brad Friedman's Bradcast if you're listening on Thursday morning. So stay tuned. If you like what you heard, follow Radio Free Brooklyn and Mondo Jazz on Facebook and Instagram, and go to Radio Free Brooklyn's website where you can download our app for iPhone or Android, and you can sign up for our newsletter. Today's episode of Mondo Jazz will be archived with all past episodes on Mixcloud, Megaphone, and all major podcast platforms. And our archive shows are also featured every week on allaboutjazz.com, the greatest online jazz source. Bassist and composer Ben Allison wrote and performed our theme, featuring Ted Nash on flute and the voiceover by Payang Threadgill. In this last segment of today's edition of Mondo Jazz, we have been focusing on two recent, gorgeous, and very jazz-oriented soundtracks. We started with the one composed by Laura Karpman for the movie American Fiction, and now we have been focusing on the soundtrack written by Branford Marsalis for Rustin. Let's play one more beautiful track from this soundtrack, the composition entitled Moving to Utopia. which beautifully wraps up today's playlist, because if you have been listening from the beginning, you'll remember that the opening of today's show was a tune entitled Utopia by Hiromi. But especially because having a utopia can be a great tool to remain positive in the face of adversity, and the uplifting atmosphere of this music seems to convey just that. And that will be it for today. Thank you for listening, be well, and good night.
To Mondo Jazz every Wednesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Free Brooklyn. Something else from somewhere else.